This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Lots of love and horror coming up with your guess is as good as mine, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Guys, I want to say happy birthday to my amazing son, Randy. He is 15 years old today, and have Coach Ted give him maybe a little pep talk. His basketball team has only won one game this season. There are only a few games left. Lots of love. That from Mom. Thank you guys so much. We love listening.
All right, Randy, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a tough spot to be in. But you know what? Coach has been there himself. Probably wasn't 15, but 12 or 13. I was on a little league team, and we sucked. All right? We didn't win at all. You know what Coach Smith did? Use this as a time to improve himself and help out his teammates. Hopefully, Randy, you're one of the kids on the team that can hit a jumper or maybe knows how to dribble. Obviously, some of your teammates don't. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on your game and that offhand, and also help out your teammates. Rally them up. There's got to be some school, Little Sisters of the Poor, we used to call them. Somebody you're able to beat up.
Keep your eyes on the waist. We are always.
Is that a Catholic school thing?
What's that?
Like if you had a bad practice.
Sisters of the Poor, yeah.
You guys could be Little Sisters of the Poor tomorrow.
Never heard that one.
Oh, that was always the school that, like.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Michelle, today is my beautiful girlfriend's birthday. Her name is Angela. How about giving her a nice birthday shout out? We've been a longtime listener since the Buzz days.
Wow.
She likes the Dirty Germans, really dirty, and talking all over each other about the Ravens losing to the Chiefs. Sorry, Steve and Miles. There's always next year. Thanks, guys. That from Noel.
Yeah, this is for Sandy.
This is for Angela.
Oh, Angela. Oh, that changes everything. I was going to talk about the Sandy vagina and how much I like it. But this is for Angela, which your name means angels, which is nice because tonight I will have you spread your wings, your little ones.
Yeah, so you know what, Angela? It reminds me of one of my favorite shows, Orgasm, She Wrote.
Yeah, who doesn't look at Angela Lansbury and just say, ooh,
yeah.
I want a slice of that.
Can I touch your Lansbury?
Let's see. Ravens losing to the Chiefs.
And
all the guys, please wish my loving wife of 9 years, Victoria, a very happy age-withheld birthday.
Whoa.
She's always been full of energy and life, but lately I have become more aware of her aging. The bright, exuberant eyes that I had fallen in love with have now begun to grow dull and listless with the long fatigue of a weary life. She could use some words of encouragement from Miles with the hopes that she ages gracefully, unlike her mother. Oh, and all the farts you can muster, Mike. Mash together if possible. That from the meter reader from Monroe.
You're soon to be divorced.
Brutal. Okay.
That is just so wet.
I mean, they must have a good marriage. Feels comfortable writing that email.
Hope she ages gracefully, unlike her mother. So here are some mom jokes. About being ugly. Your mama is so ugly, she went to a haunted house and came out with a job there. Your mama is so ugly, her pictures hang themselves.
Damn.
Your mama's so ugly she went hiking, and Bigfoot took pictures of her.
Damn.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
B.
Bitty.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. Oh, let's do some Men's Room Radio exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. And by the way, yes, we need to get a contestant online for your guesses as good as mine at 206-803-ROCK. First, a couple of extras. The subject is Men's Room Radio Guesses for Season 3. And this one comes our way from Spencer. We got a chance to put up some new tunes on the Men's Room Radio channel. We picked 50 apiece, 200 brand new songs up there. People are guessing who picked what. So away we go. Tool Intolerance, Was That You Thrill?
Tool Intolerance for Thrill. It was indeed See the Thrill.
Okay. Iron Maiden, Caught Somewhere in Time. Was that you, Steve?
Somewhere in Time. No, it was not.
Radke, Love Spills. Was that you, Steve?
No, it was not.
Benny Goodman, Sing, Sing, Sing. Was that you, Steve?
No, it was not.
Led Zeppelin, Misty Mountain Hop. Was that you, Steve?
No, it was not.
Okay.
Does this guy have any other guesses?
You know, the other guy's picked songs,
he's
too.
I see. He's got a list.
Okay, all right.
Miles, Eurythmics, Would I Lie to You? Did I pick that one? Believe I did.
Yes, you did.
Big Country in a Big Country. Did I pick that one?
Yes, you did.
Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind. Did I pick that one?
No, you did not.
Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. Come on. I would never pick that.
No, you did not.
Human League, Fascination.
Human League, Fascination. Yes, you
okay,
did.
Okay, 3 out of 5. Not bad on me. Mike, Deep Purple, Perfect Strangers.
No, I did not.
Parkway Drive, Vice Grip.
Yes, I did.
AC/DC, Have a Drink on Me.
Yes, I did.
Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine.
No, I did not.
Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun, Mike.
No, I did not.
Now for Ted. Avicii, Levels.
Yes, Avicii. He did.
Avicii.
Yeah. Avicii.
Yeah. Avicii.
Huey Lewis in the News, Heart and Soul.
No, he did not.
Kris Kristofferson and the Highwaymen, Highwaymen.
No.
Darius Rucker, Wagon Wheel.
Yes, he did. Brought it back.
I'm All Right from Ted's Penis.
from Kenny Loggins. Yes. I believe he did. Yes, he did.
Okay. That from Spencer, the unofficial author of the Men's Room. Let's see here. A couple more guesses real quick. Just a few more. Okay. Let's see here. Caught Somewhere in Time, Iron Maiden. Steve, did you pick that tune?
I honestly don't remember. Mike has a little.
I don't think you did.
All right.
Yeah. Witch Hunt from Rush. Ted, did you pick that one?
No.
Yeah, I just went ahead and hit the buzzer on that one, buddy.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Inside the Fire from Disturbed. Mike, did you pick Inside the Fire?
Let me just double check. Yes, I did.
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus. Ted.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Perfect Strangers, Deep Purple. Is that me?
Deep Purple, Strangers. I'm guessing no. Nope.
Always on the Run, Lenny Kravitz. Was that you, Mike?
No, it was not.
Okay. I've heard more about Lenny Kravitz today than I have in 5 years.
Sorry. Echolalia, Eve Tumor. Ted, was that you?
No.
Planet Claire, B-52s, Miles.
Yes, it was.
Sir Duke, Stevie Wonder. Was that you, Ted?
No, it was not.
Oh.
Right. Wait. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Right. Sorry.
Feeling Good, Michael Bublé. Mike.
Yeah, it was me.
Pretty Ooh, Little Dirty, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Thrill. So Fresh, So Clean, Outkast, Ted?
Yeah, that's got to be
right. I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, there we go.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good work.
Yes. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You get picked from one of two categories. Then from there, I guess as many right in said category before 3 strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Hello, Conrad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Conrad, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, Conrad, most of the time that we give you 2 options, today you're going to get 3 options to choose as your category. So we have for you, with Valentine's Day around the corner, the fine folks at Wallet Hub released the report on the best and worst states for singles. To help Americans improve their chances of finding love, they compared 50 states across 29 key indicators of dating friendliness. So everything from economics, dating opportunities, romance, and fun. The metrics were graded on a 100-point scale, blah, 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 blah. What were things that you could do in the city, from going to amusement parks to fun parks and everything else? So basically, they've got for you the 10 best states for singles, but we also have the 10 worst states for singles. Next up, Conrad, so you can pick either one or two, the best or the worst. Next up for you, we have the 20 best horror movies that will haunt you long after the credits roll.
Ooh.
There are 20, Conrad, but if you get 10, we're going to give you the win. So do you want to go with horror or states that are the best for singles or the worst for singles?
Let's do horror movies.
Horror movies. These are the 20 best horror movies that will haunt you long after the credits roll. Conrad, you know how the game is played. Guess as many as you can in said category before three strikes and you're out. So the topic is horror movies that will haunt you long after the credits roll. What is your first guess? On your guess is as good as mine.
Let's do The Conjuring.
I like it.
The Conjuring. Is it in the top 10? The Conjuring. It is not in the top 10.
Really? How about The Exorcist then?
The Exorcist is number one, 1973. That is the movie they say that will haunt you long after the credits roll. In my case, it did. I was younger, but just
and
scared
it still
the
holds up too.
Okay,
it's still creepy. I just when I was a kid, I'm like, I did not expect this.
Okay, all right, Conrad, what are you thinking?
How about The Killer Clowns? It.
It.
No,
not on the list.
So these are horror movies of all time, right?
They say the 20 best horror movies will haunt you long after the credits roll. The earliest movie on here looks like 1960.
I would guess Psycho, because I believe Psycho came out in 1960.
Yep, I'm with you, Thrill. Let's go Psycho.
That's number 14 on the list.
How about... Shoot, now I'm struggling. How about Chucky?
Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Yeah, Child's Play.
That's your third strike, brother.
That's another good guess.
I'm sorry. Two out of the 20.
All right, let me
guys,
guess.
Guys, can you help pick up here?
Amityville Horror.
The Amityville Horror.
That was yours, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah. You got barn windows on that.
Not on the list.
Children of the Corn?
Children of the Corn.
Nope.
How about let's go classic. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street being the original.
You're Freddy of Dreams.
All right, Misery.
Misery.
Jesus. Halloween.
Halloween, the original, that's 13 from 1978.
All right, I don't consider this a horror movie, but what about Jaws?
Number 8 from 1975. That is correct.
As far as a long-lasting effect.
That's one that will haunt you long after the credits roll.
Alien?
Alien, number 12.
Nice. I'm thinking of my own personal trauma growing up here.
Okay, you guys got three so far.
Cujo.
Oh,
Cujo's not bad, dude.
Yeah. Right?
We said Amityville Horror, we said Cujo. I'm trying to think what else.
How about Paranormal Activity?
Paranormal Activity.
That might be a good one.
That one spooked me out a little bit.
Jeez.
Oh.
Criminy.
I'm trying to think, what are these scary-ass movies?
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. That seems like a good call.
It's not.
Not one of the 20th scariest movies that will haunt you long after the credits roll.
When I said Nightmare on Elm Street, he said that being the original. That tells me that there's another one in there that may very well be on there. So I'm trying to think. Oh, no? Okay. My bad.
I like the explanation just for Miles of Thumbs down.
Okay. Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. That's number 6.
All right.
Ooh, somebody hears Saw.
Saw.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is number 2.
Let's go.
All right. Okay, let's see here. So far, you guys have gotten 5 out of
20.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, a whiz.
Somebody says Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
That one was just weird. I didn't like it.
Damien.
The Omen.
The Omen.
That's 11 on the list. You're welcome.
The only thing I learned in that movie is if baboons attack your car because the kid's in there, part company with that kid.
Some more from the text here. How about The Shining?
The Shining is number 4.
Did we say Poltergeist?
No, we did not.
No.
I should have.
That's why we didn't say it.
Yep, obviously.
Pet Sematary?
Pet Sematary.
Damn.
Some of these movies, I've got to be honest with you, I don't know them.
Okay.
I've heard of them.
Insidious. We're basically just reading the text line.
How about Jeepers Creepers?
Jeepers Creepers was a good movie, too. Sinister.
Sinister. Great call.
Yep. Nope.
Trying to think of something that's realistic.
The Birds or The Ring.
Is there any movies, Miles, on the list that involve alien abductions?
Alien abduction.
Like the Mothman.
I mean, Alien is as close as it gets to that, maybe.
All right, is the Mothman on there?
The Mothman is not on there.
I even thought of this one before, but I forgot about it. Hereditary.
Hereditary.
God, jeez.
The 20 best horror movies. Will
was this written by Rolling Stone?
Okay, hold, The Birds.
The Birds.
The Birds.
Birds.
No. And Pet Cemetery.
We already got that.
We already did that.
Yeah, already got that. The Grudge.
The Grudge.
It's a good classic.
Yeah.
The Thing.
The Thing. Number 3.
There we go.
I can't take credit for that. That comes from one of the texters. Thank you.
All right.
So you need movies that kind of leave you guessing at the end of it, I guess.
Yeah, how but they like Alien and The Thing. They're pretty strong answers.
I mean, I don't know if I call it a horror. I guess a horror movie. American Psycho.
American Psycho. That's a great call.
Jesus.
Someone mentions Candyman.
Candyman. Ooh, number 17.
Candyman.
From 1992, Candyman.
The stuff. It's not the stuff.
Mm-hmm. People call me the Candyman.
You guys have any more guesses?
Final Destination.
Why don't you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Why don't you get one more? So you get 10 at least. I know you've had many misses, but still.
We've had a lot of misses.
Yeah.
There's a lot coming.
Can we get a hint?
Somebody hears something.
Ah!
Scream.
Number 9.
Ah.
Oh.
That was more of a yell, I thought, than a scream.
That one never bugged you that much.
Here are the 20 best horror movies that will haunt you long after the credits roll. We start at number 20.
Hold on. Rosemary's Baby.
Not on the list.
Damn.
Number 20, An American Werewolf in London from 1981. What?
That wasn't scary.
19, The Witch from 2015.
Okay.
I've read that movie's a little troubling.
18, 28 Days Later from 2002.
Yeah,
that zombie movie.
That's
a
good one.
Candyman at 17, you guys got that correct. Get Out at number 16 from 2017.
Movie. Yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie.
15 is The Wicker Man from 1973.
Okay.
I'm not familiar
right.
with that.
Right.
14 is Psycho, you guys got that one. 13, Halloween. Alien, 12. The Omen, 11. Scream, 9. 8, Jaws. A movie from 1998 called Ringu.
That, okay, so that is The Ring. It's just
Japanese version.
It was adapted from a Japanese film, yes.
6 is The Blair Witch Project. 5, The Silence of the Lambs.
Nice.
From 1991, followed by The Shining at 4. 3 is The Thing. 2, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And the number one horror movie that will haunt you long after the credits roll, that would be The Exorcist from 1973.
Yeah, I feel like that's just number one on any horror movie list, right?
Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to the...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Men's Room.
The Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, so coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Researchers at WVU released a study linking social media and depression in teens.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What do you know?
How recently did they complete this study? Like, I think most of us have figured this out.
I mean,
man.
It was a decently recent recent study, but still, I feel like this study keeps coming around once a year.
Yes.
That, what do you know? Looking at all the greatest moments of all of your friends' lives while you're constantly judging your own, not to mention people are manufacturing great lives for themselves.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, University of West Virginia, for that important update.
Yes. Thank you for catching up there. A new study found that hearing...
That's probably the most positive West Virginia news we've used on the show in a while.
Because it's not about them, see.
It's about university.
A study.
A new... They did research.
Oh, my.
I mean, yeah, it's a good university. I'm just saying, generally, if we bring up West Virginia, it's because it's bottom on one of those lists.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of which, a new study found that hearing loss is more common in people living in rural areas.
What?
Hearing loss?
Hearing loss.
Why do they think that is?
So basically, it was if you're living in a bigger city or you're living in a state that's a little bit more compact, you're around louder noises more often, so it's not as shocking. Your body and your ears...
Sensory, I guess, adapt.
Exactly. So they're even talking about states like, you know, Arkansas, Wyoming, Oklahoma, Alaska, West Virginia. They're saying those are the areas where, because there's not a whole lot of people around... There's not a whole lot of noises that are out and around there. When it does finally happen, it's more likely to shock the system and cause hearing
loss. I have found a very unique thing. Maybe it's age. I'm not exactly sure. But any time that I have a visitor to my home for an extended period of time, whether it's my younger sister, whether it's my father and his girlfriend, my uncle, volume 5 times as loud on the television as
really?
I ever
yes.
turn it on. Yep. I must watch TV in what I believe to be silent mode on my Samsung.
Which sure.
20 to 23 is the number typically.
About 15, 18.
I got a sound bar, so that kind of helps a little bit.
Sound bar is a lot louder. Yeah. I don't have one of those. I usually watch mine at 12.
Right.
And then, I mean, it could go farther, but 12 seems to be good. And then if it's like Netflix or a movie, I'll crank it up.
Okay, well, same thing when my parents came to visit at Thanksgiving.
I'm talking about 8 o'clock in the morning, man.
Oh, yeah, my father, because he can't hear anything. So they're here for a week. And I mean, when I would wake up from work, I'm just like, my father's awake. He's in the basement watching the news, and I can hear this, I mean, just pounding through the house.
Dude, if I call my mom sometimes, I'm like, who's at your place with you? Nobody, I'm just watching TV. That's how loud it is.
God. Jeez, a whiz.
Yeah.
Damn. A new study just found the states with the highest population of smokers.
All right.
Number 3, Tennessee.
Makes sense.
All right.
A lot of smokers out there.
Oh, let me guess. Is Virginia in there or North Carolina anymore? Because that's where they produce them. So typically they gave a pass on the fact that it's an industry like coal mining in West Virginia or whatever.
I've only got the top 3, and Virginia is not there.
Mississippi.
No. Arkansas is number 2.
Okay. All right. If it's not Mississippi, it's Arkansas.
Yep.
Is it Texas number 1?
Number 1, West Virginia, Miles.
All right. There you go, guys. Nice.
They like to smoke there in West Virginia.
Nice work.
Did it seem particularly prevalent to you when you were there? I mean, our generation, a lot of people smoke.
You go to a bar, people are smoking in the bar. You go to a show, people are smoking.
Okay.
I mean, yes, it was. Yes.
You could just do it anywhere.
Yes. At that point in time, you could. I mean, for the most... I don't think you could do it in sporting events.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That was the one place you're like, I can't believe you can't smoke at a football game.
Right.
I'm like, okay, come on. Because they used to smoke cigars, like back in the day.
Sure.
So you can only smoke in a place with a roof.
kind of, yeah.
It's open air and ventilated. Right. No.
I mean, they do have smokeless bars, though, right?
They did not.
West Virginia you can still smoke at a bar? That seems wild.
I did when I went back for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Are you sure? I can step outside.
It was like coming back from Vegas when you open up that bag. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
What, I lick an ashtray?
Yeah.
And I'm a smoker.
I never noticed that, though,
until
Washington outlawed smoking indoors, right? So I guess we smelled like all the time, but I'd gone back to Baltimore for something, there for like 4 days. We unzipped that suitcase, man. It's like, oh, did this thing catch on fire while we were gone or something? Good Lord.
Yeah. We are rounding out the first month of the new year, ladies and gentlemen. As with everybody knows, it's a new year. It's a new you. This is also when a lot of people start really falling off of those New Year's resolutions to get healthier.
Right around now, this part of the month.
Right around now, right? So, but the thing is that some states are actually at a better advantage and some are at a disadvantage when it comes to getting healthy, because sometimes you're just tripping right out of the gate. In fact, I actually do have an entire list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 states with the least healthy and healthiest populations. Gee, I wonder which state's gonna be number 1. Hell, my dead grandpappy should be a poster child for this list. He started smoking at 11. He was still smoking into his 70s, even with emphysema, breathing on 90% oxygen from a tank, and considered gristle one of the 4 basic food groups. He used to drive his John Deere tractor up to the Hucks after they took his license so he could get a 12-pack of Milwaukee's Beast. and a carton of Pall Malls. That's an American.
Yeah, damn right. So so he gave us the top five healthiest and least healthy. I'm just going to give you the least healthy, but I will give you a quick little you know, a little run by of the healthiest states. Now, what they did is they actually took scores of a disease risk factors and prevalence score, which considers 11 metrics, including the number of deaths attributed to cancer, diabetes per 100,000 state residents.
Dundalk, Maryland.
Sorry. They've got a substance abuse score.
Dundalk, Maryland.
Considers the six metrics, including the number of deaths attributable to alcohol and drug overdoses per 100,000 residents. Lifestyle habits and health outlook score, which considers four metrics, including the average life expectancy and percentage of adults who are obese. So the top five healthiest states in the United States.
It's like Utah, Colorado.
Miles, number five is Massachusetts.
Really?
Huh. Always is. Boston's a very healthy city. It has a lot to do with it.
Second lowest diabetes mortality rate. Second lowest stroke mortality rate. Third lowest heart disease mortality. Number four, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay.
All these places have one thing in common, too. Unbelievably excellent medical care.
Okay.
As far as the quality of hospitals, specialty hospitals, centers, all those things. Like you go to Boston, man, and every one of those schools has like
top-notch.
You know.
Just to give them a shout, this list is all by Forbes. But Minnesota, fourth lowest kidney disease mortality, fourth lowest percentage of adults with high blood pressure, ninth lowest percentage of adults with diagnosed diabetes. At number three on the list, Connecticut.
Yeah, right next to Massachusetts.
They have the lowest.
Which is a little.
They have the lowest diabetes mortality rate, fourth lowest chronic lower respiratory disease, fourth lowest stroke mortality, seventh lowest of both heart disease deaths.
Huh. I would not have guessed Connecticut.
Mr. Hill, you nailed number two, Utah. Lowest cancer mortality rate, second lowest percentage of adults with high blood pressure, fourth lowest with adults with high cholesterol, sixth lowest chronic liver disease, but the number one healthiest state, oddly enough, I wouldn't have pegged this one, but Hawaii.
Kind of explains itself.
Lowest chronic lower respiratory disease, longest life expectancy nationwide, second lowest percentage of obese adults, second lowest heart disease, second lowest cancer, second lowest chronic liver disease.
Well, then grill your spam, bitches.
Come on now.
Come on. It's supposed to be horrible for you. Apparently not.
Fry it up.
So these are the states with the least healthy populations. At number 10, Indiana.
I've driven through it.
Their biggest offense on this list is lifestyle habits and health outlook score. They ranked an 82, whereas the rest of them kind of balances out as far as the overall score, so that's really what kind of brought them down there.
Aren't they kind of famous for some giant fried pork chop or something? Sandwich?
Giant fried pork chop. I don't know.
Like a schnitzel thing, you mean?
Sort of. Like, the I don't know.
Indiana schnitzel.
Indiana just seems like one of those states where you like eat a bunch of fried food and suck down cigarettes outside.
I feel like their state fair might be known for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Number nine, with an overall score of 78, Ohio.
Yep.
All right, sense of the theme here.
Right, which I feel like there's a lot of crazy stories that come out of Ohio.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of
crazy
decisions.
There's crazy stories you don't hear about, but they're all crazy.
Indeed.
Yeah, and they really don't have a signature food other than like the chili in Cincinnati.
Just food.
There's nothing else that comes. Like, you got to go to Cleveland because they got the best blank. Or you got to go to, you know, Columbus and get there.
Right.
Like, at least with Indianapolis. So you go, St. Elmo's Fire, get the shrimp cocktail, whatever.
There you go.
The entire state of Ohio, the only thing I can think of is Skyline Chili.
I'm about to say the chili, right?
You either like it or you don't. So there's...
There you
other
go.
Other than that, there's... I might be wrong, but I can't think of anything else.
Breaking into the 80s, scores at number 8, and also taking us down south, we go to Oklahoma with a score of 81.6.
Sure. Kind of makes sense.
Right. I feel like not good decisions are made down there.
Oh, I have.
I just assume I go down there and get a big-ass steak.
Now, the first time that we break into the 90s with lifestyle habit and health outlook score and a score of 82, Louisiana at number 7.
I know it.
That's just got to be the food, man.
We just don't care.
Right.
I put salt directly on a stick of butter to put that butter in my mouth, and then I move my teeth like I'm chewing it, then I swallow it.
It's not like they're working on bike trails there.
Right.
Now,
Louisiana's kind of crazy, too. It's like when you go to New Orleans, like a lot of people go down there in Bourbon Street and I'll just get blacked out drunk.
Sure.
But like everybody I've ever known that kind of lived in New Orleans was like, it's like a faux pas. It's like, but with that said, they're very good drinkers and they drink all day.
That is correct.
They just don't get like hammered at any point.
Because they don't need to party because life's kind of a party. There's music everywhere, there's drinks everywhere, and there's food that will kill you but is delicious everywhere. So, I mean, like, you just kind of do it slowly all the time.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. And last time I was down there, like, that's a lot of fried food.
At number six, with an 83.7 score, also way low on the substance abuse score, down to 37, but number six is Alabama. High disease risk factor score and a high lifestyle habit score.
Yeah, they won't let you do drugs, but anything else that can kill you.
That's right.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Right.
Like,
hey,
they don't drink or booze, but Jesus, the diets are so bad that it's a horrible place to live.
Exactly.
I didn't like casual dining places the entire time I went from the top to the bottom of Alabama.
Oh, yeah?
From, like, Muscle Shoals all the way down to Mobile. I just ate, like, you know.
Was that food fantastic?
I eat a Bloomin' Onion at Outback at the rest stop at night. You know, because
God, there's
got to
be a lot of it, too. They've got to be hitting a lot of chains.
And you know what? I had no problem with that for a week. I enjoyed it, but, you know, I mean, your gut takes a pounding after you're done.
It does. You come back and poop a lot.
Like, they have a fast food joint just called Cookout.
Cookout. I like it. With a score of 87 and number five, Kentucky.
Yeah, I can see that.
First place of fried chicken. Let's go, baby. I'm in.
SEC just coming through with you.
Yes, they are. And we're going to keep on going.
But like where we would have, you know, wraps and things like that. Everything they eat's on a biscuit. It's on a buttered biscuit.
Like
so if you get a breakfast sandwich, there's no English muffin. It's not in a wrap. It's not on a bagel. It's on a big-ass biscuit.
With a score of 88, at number four, we got Arkansas. Yet again, kind of low on the substance abuse at a 51, but they go high with lifestyle habits and disease risk.
Well, man.
You pick your vice.
The only thing I know about that place is Ozark, but they don't score very well on anything.
No, they do not. That is a lawless area. Breaking into the 90s with a score of 94 at number three, Tennessee. And they rank high on everything. They got a 92 lifestyle habit score, an 88 substance abuse score, and an 84 disease risk factor.
Damn.
Yeah.
Never swinging from the fences. Back to what Ted said about New Orleans and throwing down. I've never been to Nashville
baby.
And I just hadn't seen stuff where I was like, wow, they really get down here.
Yeah.
See, I mean, even going to a game in Knoxville, which is not the biggest town in the world, but it was a ton of fun. But, I mean, we drank and ate well.
I can believe that.
Seeing our first break of 100 at a disease risk factor, a 98 on lifestyle, but a low 40 on substance abuse. Go ahead, say it, Ted.
Mississippi
with an overall score of 96. Gotta love it. But then, your number one unhealthiest state, your least healthy state, with a score of 100, a lifestyle habit score of 100, a disease risk factor of 93, and a nice low substance score of 79, West Virginia,
Oh, I did not know they were going to be number one on this list.
Happy birthday to me. Jesus, God.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Authorities figured out who's been stealing lawn ornaments and yard sculptures from around the town, and you won't believe how they figured it out, Miles.
How did they figure it out?
Tell you all about it at 5:50, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming to 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 54-year-old Paul Ryan, the former Speaker of the House. You might remember him.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the widow's peak?
Yeah, he's got the widow's peak. He's probably the youngest Speaker of the House that we've had in quite some time.
Yep.
It is his birthday. But today, we also toast 54-year-old Miles Montgomery, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday, Miles.
Thank you.
All right, 54 years.
Oh, wait, there's more than that.
What's that?
The beautiful and talented actress known as Heather Graham is celebrating a birthday today.
I saw
today.
That, but I don't want to give you
She's
that one.
She's 54. Tom Selleck is celebrating a birthday today, if you want to call your mom and let her know that.
I don't know exactly how old he is.
I think he turned 81.
Oprah Winfrey has a
Do you have an Oprah
today.
Birthday?
And believe it or not, from across the hall at 107.7 The Inn,
get out of here.
Our one and only morning star over there, the tallest man in radio, Jesus. Gregor, is 44 years old.
Does Gregor have the same birthday?
We do.
He got the height.
2 years apart. Yeah, he did get the height. And the brains.
Yeah, he got both of those
and the
things.
Looks.
He got it all. He got it all.
All the stuff that I did.
But hey, man, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I mean, hell, 54 years old.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm going to go get a big fat piece of meat somewhere.
Are you?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
As long as I can
Volunteer
find
Park.
One of a few restaurants that are open on a Monday night in Seattle.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of a tough call, man.
Nothing says head to the steakhouse like Monday night.
I'm like, oh, no. But either way, get the hell out of here.
So let's sing the song.
Get out of here.
There you go,
you
Mike.
You sing it with me?
All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you, bitch.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about that cake,
really cool.
That is not red frosting. Mike actually wrote happy birthday,
get
Miles,
here.
In blood.
Thank you.
Yes.
Very poorly.
Sorry for the cut.
Actually,
man, oh man.
It looks like it says happy
Harry
So
Vash Day.
Yeah.
Mullers.
I know. A lot of it really started to kind of mold over there. Wow. My bad.
Oh, you got happy.
I tried
what time
my best.
Did you go to the store? Oh, you added that.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, man, you went out to get to the store early today
that's
to
crazy.
Get him to add something.
Sorry, man. Man, I appreciate
so
that.
Basically,
thank you.
You designed a cake, Mike, like,
that's awesome.
Like it's 8 hours
really
in heat.
That.
Darn right.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So happy Woof Day, Myrtles.
Sorry.
I'm going to eat that.
So,
I mean, Mike, it's a nice touch. I would have just given him the cake, but, like, you want that extra effort?
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.